What's your man?
I tripped the dog.
See? Damn, Ken.
My bad, shit.
Anthony Fantano here, the internet's busiest music nerd, doing a collaborative review with the guys at Dead End Hip Hop, talking about the new Roots album, Undone.
It's something that Questlove actually has wanted to do since 1999, and that's basically put together a concept album. And, you know, he said he was reading some interview, and he saw that one of the albums that actually made the list was Prince Among Thieves. And after listening to that album and dissecting the album, he said that he wanted the roots. He wanted to actually put together a concept album himself. 13 years later, here we are with Undone. I like what they actually did with it by actually inverting the story from death to birth. So I thought the album was absolutely amazing in what they've done, the production, the lyrics. I mean, everything is just, I mean, it's stellar.
Yeah, man, Roots, this album, I thought this album was amazing. Like, I thought it was dope as hell, too. But I don't know if anyone ever told a story, if someone did an album like that, a hip-hop album, telling the story backwards like that. And it took me, like, the third listen to, because the first time when I first listened to the album, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm listening to the sound. Like, okay, this is the Roots. This is someone I love. So let me just listen to it as a sound. But then the third time, I'm like, wait a minute. When I listened to the intro again and heard the flatline, I said, okay, this is a backwards story, you know, being told to us. So I was like, man, that was pretty dope, man. I thought that was amazing. And the way it was put together was amazing. Of course, you know, Black Thought, I thought Fonte, they Big Crit. They, you know, I mean, you know, when you listen to the lyrics and listen to the hook, it's like, okay, that's when he, you know, he died or whatever. So, you know, it was great, man. I thought the album was amazing.
What I think is really cool is, like, not just the story that they're trying to tell, but what they're trying to say with the story. And it's something that I don't think they've done with this much strength on previous albums. And it's like, they're not just telling a story about somebody who's young and poor and turns to a life of crime. I think they're using this album to also kind of, like, get into that mindset, you know, like, really explore it. I feel like on older songs when, you know, the Roots have always had elements of just, like, socially conscious hip-hop. But I feel like on this album, more than other albums, they really try to explore that personality. They really try to paint a really accurate picture of it. They really try to figure out what makes it tick. And on some songs on here, they're talking about it from an outside perspective. On some songs on here, like the one that features Big Crit, they're kind of talking from a first person perspective of like what this type of person would want. And on other songs, I feel like Lighthouse, for example, they try to sympathize with this personality, or just like soothe, or just like kind of get at the root of the hopelessness that kind of drives that personality.
I think, yeah, that instead of a general idea of a street hustler, they were really trying to humanize the street hustler and get people to understand the mentality of the street hustler and why you do certain things. And I think that's really interesting because, I mean, a lot of people have done concept albums about drug dealers and this and that, but it seems like the Roots just did it in a different way. Like, Black Thought on this album just came through as not just a lyricist, but as a serious poet, as a storyteller. And I've said this before, that I think Black Thought is one of the most underrated rappers out right now. Like, he's just, people forget about how amazing of a lyricist this dude is. And not only the way he writes, but the way he delivers. But yeah, I mean, like everybody else said, man, I think this album is absolutely amazing. The way they crafted the songs is not like a standard hip-hop song. You know, the instrumentation, the strings, the beats, everything was just so incredible. And, you know, I was just blown away by this. I mean, it sounded like they took the last album and just took it up like 10 notches,
yep,
which is really, really interesting.
The last album, even though I liked it, and I gave it a really positive review when it came out, I remember kind of like, after sitting with it and just like having months of to kind of, you know, just it be around, it just felt kind of inconsistent, you know? While the Roots were doing kind of a hookier sound and were being more musical, it didn't really feel like all the dots were connecting, and there wasn't really like a common theme that really brought all these songs together for me. Whereas this album, that's definitely stronger.
Their purpose was to make a good concept album. And for it being their first concept album, I think they... they hit a big home run with this one, with that, for this being their first concept, you know, really first concept album for the Roots. And I disagree with you on that last album. Their last album was shit.
Say something to that.
What do you guys think about the sound of the album? What about the details of the sound? Like, what about the sound stuck out to you? What about the sound did you like or didn't you like?
First and foremost, I'm going to say this shit bumps in FIFO's whip. This shit is iPod music. Just play it. This shit's dope. In terms of musically, I like how it ended. How it was just like a lot, just music. Like, musically, this thing, I can't even, goddamn, this shit was just great. The concept of it was great. Everything was great. It just fit. And you could tell, for me, with hip-hop, a lot of times, I feel like hip-hop is inconsistent. Like, but with this album, you could honestly tell that Black Thought, The Roots, Quest, they sat down and they really thought this shit and it made sense. And it's perfect. And it's hard for me to say perfect, but this shit is, like, perfect. Like, to me, there's not anything negative I could say about it. So music, it was just perfect to me. Like, I wouldn't add anything. I wouldn't change anything. The way they did it is the way I feel that it should have been done.
So you like the scores they did?
I like everything. Yes. Yes. Because at first when I saw it, I'm like, yo, why is this shit only like a minute long? You know what I'm saying? But then...
Because it didn't need to be long.
Exactly. Exactly.
Going back to what Needle Drop asked, speaking about the music itself... You know, the last four movements of the album, you know, when I looked at the track list and I saw those there, I really, really wanted to hear those particular tracks because I wanted to see what they would do, considering the fact that they are a band and they play, you know, all the instruments and everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was really, really curious to hear how those sounded. And as a guy that listens to jazz and listens to, you know, those type of songs, I was really, when I heard it, I was like, these guys are freaking amazing.
Like, wow.
The fact that they're able to do to transition to make a transition on a hip hop album to jazz and throw in some orchestra or whatever. Yeah. You know, with the guy, I think it was one of the guys Steven. Yeah, and to bring him into the album and to actually perform those with him.
Him and Questlove just going at it with the drums, and yeah, that was crazy.
It was just amazing that they wanted to do that. And you know, back to what FIFO was saying, yeah, they honestly took their time in crafting this album. Working on 30 Rock, they actually write 3 to 7 songs a day. A day. They do this every day. And so whether or not they're used or not, it just speaks to the craft of their ability. And when I look at The Roots, and when I was listening to this album, and the way the second movement came in on Make Mine, which is my favorite song on the album, you know, I couldn't help but think The Roots are like hip-hop's version of Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is it. I mean, you can't deny them, man. You just can't. These guys are musicians.
I agree, and then I disagree. Because the thing is, like, Make My Like You is my favorite track on the album. And it was, I think it was the first track to drop from the album, actually, in promotion of the album. And I got really excited for this LP because of the end part. You know, the hip-hop portion of the song, the beats, the rapping, of course, was on point. And I was excited about that, and I expected that. But when they broke into that instrumental interlude and they had that really soulful hook, I thought, wow, what if the Roots really sort of, like, you know, rely on themselves more as a band on this album? That could be really interesting. And then I saw, and then I heard the last four movements on the album, and I felt kind of disappointed because they all felt so short that they didn't really do anything for me. And the four tracks don't really segue into each other that nicely for me. They just kind of feel like these short snippets that I think might have been better if they were like interludes in between songs on the album or something like that. They just don't connect all that well. They don't really feel like a tied up ending for me.
I got the fact that they were short. I think that was all intentional. Like, you know, when you have basically 3-4 tracks in a row of instrumentals, I don't think you want those songs to be 4 minutes long, because 9 times out of 10 your average hip-hop fan is going to turn those off. But when you have, you know, musicians like The Roots, they don't need to make a 4-minute song. It's basically a hitch and go. You know, and those songs are drastically different for a reason, I think. It's like, I think they tie up the ending of the album perfectly. You know, going from the Swift and Stevens jam session to the more, like, mellow string section to the last song, which is just that crazy free jazz drumming. Yeah. I think all of that was just perfect. If that shit was 4 minutes long, it would just be like, all right, this is too much. Yeah. But they it served its purpose because you want more. I think they did that shit on purpose. Like, let's give you 45 seconds of us just going the fuck off. Just so you know that we can get busy real quick. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know that we're a band.
You know that we're a band.
We're not just rapping. We're not just doing this. We are a band. We make music.
And to that point, that's something Questlove did mention, that going forward, they want to do something like that. They want to work with the orchestra and experiment a little bit more. And I think this is a good segue into that.
Well, look at the last album they did with John Legend. Yeah. It's like, they're obviously trying to get more into this big band thing. So when I heard this album, it was a natural progression.
Yep.
Going from How I Got Over to Wake Up to this, it makes sense. The only thing that I myself missed a little bit was the aggressiveness of Rising Down. I wouldn't have minded a couple of songs that were just a little bit more aggressive. I wouldn't have minded that because I love the way Black Thought gets busy over a aggressive track. So, I mean, I know it could have fit. It would have fit because with the story of the album of, you know, you going from dying to the reasons of why you were doing these things. Yeah, I think it could have easily fit into some of those areas.
It could have been like an aggressive track.
It could have been aggressive track going through certain things. Yeah, like, I'm pissed off. I'm upset. I'm about to give the fuck up.
Yep.
Like, that could have been one of the more aggressive tracks. That was one thing that I thought that could have been added. The only other thing I can say, and this isn't really a negative, the only other thing I can say about this album that I wish they would kind of cut out a little bit is the features. Because it seems like every Roots album, there are so many features. Black Thought is one of my favorite MCs. I don't need, you know, porn on an album. I don't need Dice Raw. I need Black Thought. Just give me some songs with just Black Thought. But it seems like every time they put out an album, there's always like a gang of features.
I thought everybody that they had on the album fit into the concept really well. And they really gave in to what the Roots wanted all these songs to say.
I'm not saying the features were bad, and I'm not saying they didn't fit. I'm just saying that it just seems like every time the Roots puts out an album, it's like I almost feel like I'm missing a bit of Black Thought. Like,
I just want more Black Thought.
It's like I'm getting one verse on a track.
I can agree on that because I love Black Thought.
I feel like every time there's a track, it's like there's two or three features. So I have one Black Thought verse. I want three Black Thoughts verse. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. Yeah. I mean, and again, that's not a negative of the album, because the album is still, in my opinion, an A-plus album. That's not taking anything away. It's just like, damn, when Black Thought comes in,
I feel
like he just goes a little bit higher than everybody else, sometimes a lot higher than everybody else. Crit, in my opinion, was on par.
That's what I was going to say. I was thinking, I was like, yo, Crit?
Crit did his thing.
Yeah.
Crit. But the, you know, sometimes the other guys, I feel like, they're all good MCs, but it's just like Black Thought is always like right here.
What separates Black Thought from the rest of everybody else besides his lyricism, and I think he's gotten better and better at this with every new album, he just sounds so urgent. Like, you don't even got to listen to what he's saying, but it's like you just hear that you've got to hear it. You know, he's telling you something that you've got to know. You know, you've got to hear this. And, you know, he's just so great at pulling out this delivery that's just so attention-grabbing. It's like, you guys are just talking about how great Big Crit was on that track, Make My. And the thing is, like, when he came out and basically played that character, you know, that they're trying to paint on this album, I think he did a great job, because to hear Big Crit have that kind of aggression, I don't think would have been good, because the Roots, essentially, like you said earlier, they're trying to paint this picture of the street hustler from numerous directions, and there are points where they're trying to make you just understand him. You know, he's not necessarily an aggressive guy because he wants to be. He's an aggressive guy by necessity for survival, you know, and that I don't inherently see in Big Crit, which is why I think made him just a good pick to play that part on that track.
They're the only group I know that they get better with every single album. So last album, I said the same thing. This is their tip.
Yeah.
How are they going to beat this? I said the same about Rising Down. When Rising Down came out, the first time I heard it, I was like, I don't know, man, this is... it's good, but it's not Roots. Shit, third listen, I was like, this shit is unfucking believable.
I don't know if this is their best, but the thing is, like Mike is saying, you always kind of feel that way with every new album. And the reason you do is because the Roots don't give you a chance to compare their new shit to their old shit, like a lot of other artists do, you know? Like, you can't look at a Roots album and say, well, this album is terrible because it's not like, you know, Illadelph. They don't give you that opportunity because they don't try to make the same album twice.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's what always feels so fresh and exciting about the Roots.
They've intentionally tried to make, you know, music that is not only timeless, but is completely segregated. Like, yeah. This shit...
It's them.
Like, it's hip-hop, yeah. But it's Roots hip-hop. Exactly. It's not anything else. Exactly. It's not Southern hip-hop. It's not mainstream hip-hop. It's not underground. It's just the Roots.
It doesn't take upon any trends.
Exactly.
Because they make their own... A trend is something that other people try to copy and it's trendy.
Right.
I don't think that the Roots are making a trend. They're making their own lane, yeah. And they're the only ones that are in that lane.
They're the only ones that can be.
You can't copy the Roots.
No, you can't copy that. Think about like Artificial, mm-hmm. where they're a full band. Then you got that band with Kyle Lucas. I forget the name of the band now, but the band with Kyle Lucas. You know, you cannot be the fucking Roots. No. Even if you got musicians that were as good as the Roots, you can't be them. You can't.
They laid that foundation.
They did.
And then the thing is, too, you know, like, just the history. You know what I'm saying? Like, you remember how I said, like, with Fonte and Ninth, and you have, like, two people that always, like, you know you, like, I know you, and we both make music, I know you from you as a little kid, and we grew up, and I know everything, and we're here all the fucking time, and we're dope. You can't recreate that. It doesn't matter. I know C-Town don't... Sports. It's not even like that. But you know, Rod and B could definitely attest to it. Ken too. You said we play basketball, but like when I play with like my childhood friends or even my brothers, it's like you know there's an anticipation factor that you know because I know you. I know your tendencies. I know where you're coming from. I know your thoughts. And like when you take that into a musical standpoint, like the Roots, it doesn't matter. You throw out an idea. Oh, I already know.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So I'm there already. So you like I said, you cannot recreate that because that's something that happens naturally. That's chemistry. You know what I'm saying? And they found each other for a reason because this is what they were supposed to do.
As far as the real meat of the album, before all the instrumental spots come in, I think it's really solid. There were some hooks like Lighthouse and I Remember that I was kind of like lukewarm on at first, but the more I listen to the album and the more I kind of breathe in the concept of it, I really like it. And the production is great. You know, there are some times where it sounds like the Roots are a full band playing together. There are some times where it just sounds like you're hearing more of a produced beat that's sort of edited and thrown together in the studio. So there is a lot of variation in sounds on this album. You know, the Roots really kind of step up from the sound that they were playing with on How I Got Over by throwing in more instrumentation, coming together with a cohesive theme, just throwing out great lyrics as usual, and... You know, like Mike said, there may be too many features, but I think I can forgive that since they all fit into the idea of the album so well. Because I don't mind a detour from the usual MCs with a group as long as the song, you know, sort of maintains its theme. And from one guest feature to another, this whole album just keeps its flavor, keeps its story, no detours. It's really, you know, just like a really hard, memorable punch because... Of the consistent idea and theme that continues from one spot of the album to the other, and it just unfolds with one listen after another with more details coming out at you. And I mean, like I said, I don't know if this is their best album, but I see the Roots career as just kind of being one evolution after another. And if this isn't their best album, it's definitely the best they've put out in this phase of their career.
Yeah, I love them. I love all the albums, man. All the albums is dope to me. This is why they are like my favorite like hip hop group, man. Like this.
But I think like Anthony said though, it's like how can you really say that this is the best when you, like what are you comparing it to?
Because everyone is different.
Each one is different.
Exactly. So how can you say this was the best?
Yeah.
Like he said, this is the best of what they're where they are now.
I do think that, you know, they are pleasing their fans with this album. They're pleasing their fans who have followed them up until this point. You know what I mean? They're pleasing them with the same great lyricism, great instrumentation, and original sound that they've been maintaining, you know, this whole time, and this idea to always put out a new idea with every album. Like I'm sure Beezy, as he says, he loves every album they've put out. I'm sure he knows better than all of us that with every new album, they've come together with a new sound or a new idea that you didn't hear on the previous one. And if you've been following the Roots up until that point, you know that. You expect that. You know, for them to come out with an album that repeats previous efforts would probably just feel stale to a hardcore fan.
This album is phenomenal. You should definitely buy it. You know, not many groups are doing real creative, you know, experimental hip hop like this. So definitely support, man. This is one of the best acts we have in hip hop. And if they come to your town, make sure y'all get your lazy asses up and go see them play live. You will not be disappointed. You're not gonna go and see just like a throw your hands up in the air hip hop show. You're gonna be sitting there blown away by the creativity and the instrumentation you're gonna see on that stage. So the Roots, this album's great.
Not only are they just great for hip hop, they're great musically. Musically. You know what I'm saying? It's just great. This album is damn near fucking, it's perfect, in my opinion.
Everything that I look for, you know, in an album, and they delivered on all fronts. You know, this album was, I mean, it was amazing. And yeah, everybody should definitely cop it. You know, they won't be disappointed. You know, man, if
but the cry, man.
Y'all buy this damn album. I think I might buy two copies. Vinyl. I want to buy it on CD. No, three, and buy it on iTunes. So cop that album, please, man, and pay attention. Great ass band. Black Thought. That's why he's in my top 10.
Was he?
Yes, he was.
That's good.
I mean, that's good. Of course it is.
I can't even agree with B. Oh, what is wrong with you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I said that's good.
I thought you were the
The Roots, Dead End Hip Hop, The Needle Drop, Undone, Forever.